This episode of the Ortho Bullets podcast will go over the topic of THA dislocation from the recon section on orthobullets.com. Let's start this episode with a quick summary. THA dislocation is a complication following total hip arthroplasty and may occur due to patient noncompliance with postoperative restrictions, implant malposition, or soft tissue deficiency. Diagnosis can be made with plain radiographs of the hip. CT of the pelvis can assist with assessing for implant malpositioning. Treatment is close reduction of the hip. Surgical management with possible revision total hip arthroplasty is indicated for irreducible dislocations, recurrent instability, and implant malposition. Now let's get into the episode. With respect to epidemiology, the incidence of THA dislocation is 1 to 3%, 70% occur within the first month, and 75 to 90% are posterior dislocations. Moving on to the etiology, the mechanism of an anterior THA dislocation is extension and external rotation of the hip, while the mechanism of posterior THA dislocation is flexion, internal rotation, and adduction of the hip. Risk factors include prior hip surgery, which is the greatest risk factor, female sex, greater than 70 to 80 years of age, a posterior surgical approach, however repairing the capsule and reconstructing external rotators brings the dislocation rate close to the anterior approach. Another risk factor is malpositioning of the components. Remember that the ideal positioning of the acetabular component is 40 degrees of abduction and 15 degrees of antiversion. In general, excessive antiversion increases the risk of anterior hip dislocation. Excessive retroversion increases the risk of posterior hip dislocation. Other risk factors include spastic or neuromuscular disease like Parkinson's disease, drug or alcohol abuse, decreased femoral offset, which decreases tissue tension and stability, decreased femoral head-to-neck ratio, prior spinal fusion or fixed spinopelvic alignment, and polyethylene wear, which is a common cause of late instability occurring greater than 5 years after the procedure. As far as the presentation of THA dislocation, in terms of the history, the patient often reports activity that puts them in a position that provokes dislocation, such as hip flexion, adduction, and internal rotation. Examples include shoe tying or sitting in a low seat or toilet. As far as imaging, recommended views on radiographs include an AP and a cross-table lateral. Findings may include increased acetabular inclination of greater than 60 degrees, increased acetabular antiversion of greater than 20 degrees, acetabular retroversion, and make sure to look for an eccentric position of the femoral head as an indication of polyethylene wear and risk for impending dislocation. A CT scan is indicated to assess for implant malposition. Treatment of THA dislocation can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management includes close reduction and immobilization. As far as indications, 2/3 of early dislocations can be treated with close reduction and immobilization. As far as the technique, remember you can immobilize with a hip spica cast, a hip abduction brace, or a knee immobilizer. Operative options include a polyethylene exchange, which is indicated for stable, well-aligned implants with extensive polyethylene wear, which is thought to be the sole reason for dislocation. Revision total hip arthroplasty is indicated if there are two or more dislocations with evidence of implant malalignment, such as a vertical acetabular component or acetabular retroversion. Also, if there's evidence of implant failure or polyethylene wear. We'll talk about the surgical techniques for a revision total hip arthroplasty in a moment. Other operative options include conversion to a hemiarthroplasty with a larger femoral head. This is indicated for soft tissue deficiency or dysfunction, however, is contraindicated if the acetabular bone is compromised. Keep in mind that the older technique is rarely used with the development of dual mobility implants. Finally, resection arthroplasty is indicated when all options have been exhausted. This is also indicated when there's significant bone loss and soft tissue deficiency. Another indication is psychiatric patients who are dislocating for secondary gain. Now, let's finish this review session talking about the surgical technique for revision total hip arthroplasty. The techniques to prevent future dislocation during total hip arthroplasty include realigning components, head enlargement, utilization of a lateralized liner, trochanteric osteotomy and advancement, conversion to a constrained acetabular component, conversion to a dual mobility implant, and conversion to a tripolar construct. So as far as realigning the components, this is indicated if malalignment explains dislocation. For example, a retroverted acetabulum, vertical acetabulum, a short femoral neck, lack of femoral neck offset, and a retroverted femoral component. Head enlargement will optimize the head-to-neck ratio. Utilization of a lateralized liner increases the femoral offset. Trochanteric osteotomy and advancement places the abductor complex under tension, which increases the hip compression force. Finally, conversion to a constrained acetabular component is indicated when there's recurrent instability with a well-positioned acetabular component due to soft tissue deficiency or dysfunction. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, a 56-year-old male undergoes a total hip arthroplasty. Which of the following would increase the patient's risk for dislocation or instability? And the choices are 1. Acetabular cup antiversion of 16 degrees, 2. Acetabular cup abduction of 45 degrees, 3. High femoral offset, 4. Male sex, and 5. Reduced femoral head-to-neck ratio. The correct answer to this question is 5. Reduced femoral head-to-neck ratio. So there are many different factors that can lead to instability or increase the risk of dislocation of a total hip. A decreased or reduced femoral head-to-neck ratio is one of those risks. To quickly review, revision total hip arthroplasty can be indicated for osteolysis, loosening, infection, malalignment, polyethylene wear, fracture, implant failure, or instability. Risk factors for instability include prior hip surgery, female gender, age greater than 70, posterior approach, component malalignment, neuromuscular disease, alcohol or drug abuse, and decreased femoral offset as well as decreased femoral head-to-neck ratio. Isolated or single dislocations are typically treated with closed reduction and immobilization. Revision arthroplasty is indicated in the setting of recurrent instability, usually following two or more dislocations or in the setting of component malposition. Kloos et al. Used a finite element model to predict the stability of four different femoral head sizes in variable implant positions. They found that larger femoral heads had a greater range of motion, higher resting moments, and decreased contact pressures at the egress site of the liner. They concluded that an optimal implant position and a larger femoral head can reduce dislocation rates. Shoji et al. Evaluated the CT data of 101 patients who had undergone total hip arthroplasty using a modular implant. They found that increased offset led to increased range of motion before bony and component contact during flexion and internal rotation, but decreased during external rotation. Additionally, they noted increasing leg length led to increased range of motion in external rotation before bony and component contact. They concluded that using an appropriate long offset with a low shaft angle increases range of motion in flexion and internal rotation, and a high neck shaft angle increased range of motion in external rotation. Myrtle et al. Looked at 145 total hip arthroplasty patients with recurrent instability that were revised to dual mobility cups with a mean follow-up of 7.7 years. They noted 7 hips had dislocation of the large articulation with 2 recurrences, 2 dislocations of the small articulation requiring revision, 2 loose acetabular cups, 6 acetabular cups with possible loosening, and 29 hips had acetabular or femoral osteolysis and an 8-year survival rate of 92.6%. They concluded that dual mobility cups are an option for recurrent instability with low risk of recurrence and mechanical complications. To quickly go over the incorrect answers, answer 1, acetabular cup antiversion of 16 degrees is incorrect, as normal acetabular cup antiversion is 15 degrees. Greater than 20 degrees can increase the risk of anterior dislocation. Answer 2, acetabular cup abduction of 45 degrees is incorrect, as normal acetabular cup abduction is approximately 35 to 45 degrees. Cup abduction greater than 60 degrees can increase the risk of instability. Answer 3, high femoral offset is incorrect, as increased femoral offset tightens the abductors and would add to stability. And finally, answer 4, male sex is incorrect, as male sex has not been associated with an increased risk of instability. And moving on to the final question. A computer navigation system was used during an uncomplicated primary total hip arthroplasty through a posterior approach. After acetabular component insertion, the navigation system shows the cup is positioned in 20 degrees of abduction and 20 degrees of antiversion. If the surgeon desires to position the component into the ideal orientation or quote safe zone to minimize the risk of dislocation, what alteration would need to be performed to the current position? And the choices are 1. No repositioning is required. 2. Maintain abduction and decrease antiversion by 10 degrees. 3. Increase abduction by 5 degrees and decrease antiversion by 5 degrees. 4. Increase abduction by 20 degrees and maintain antiversion. And 5. Increase abduction and antiversion by 10 degrees each. The correct answer to this question is 4. Increase abduction by 20 degrees and maintain antiversion. So 30 to 50 degrees of abduction and 5 to 25 degrees of antiversion is traditionally accepted as an acetabular component's ideal position or quote safe zone within which risk for dislocation is minimized. Out of all the available options, answer 4 is the only repositioning movement that would position the component in the safe zone, that is 20 plus 20 equals 40 degrees of abduction and 20 plus 0 equals 20 degrees of antiversion. To quickly review, 4 important variables have been shown to affect the stability of total hip arthroplasty. Factors shown to increase stability include 1. Component design, for example large femoral heads, no neck skirt, and increased neck shaft offset. 2. Component position, for example an acetabular position of 30 to 50 degrees of abduction and 5 to 25 degrees of antiversion, and a femoral position of 10 to 15 degrees of antiversion. 3. Soft tissue tensioning, for example increasing length of the femoral neck and decreasing the neck shaft angle, as well as medializing the femoral neck while increasing the femoral neck length. And 4. Soft tissue function, for example no central or peripheral neurological dysfunction to the soft tissue function. Lewinick et al. Reported the dislocation rates in a series of 300 hip replacements. The dislocation rate for cup orientation with an antiversion of 15 plus or minus 10 degrees and an abduction of 40 plus or minus 10 degrees was 1.5%, while outside this safe range, the dislocation rate was 6.1%. Barrick et al. Evaluated the accuracy of acetabular component position in total hip arthroplasty. They define target safe ranges for abduction and antiversion in total hip arthroplasty as 30 degrees to 55 degrees and 5 degrees to 35 degrees respectively. They showed an increased odds of component malposition with lower volume surgeons and patients with higher body mass index. To quickly go over the incorrect answers, answer 1, no repositioning is required is incorrect, as at 20 degrees abduction, the component is, quote, too adducted. This can lead to impingement, inflection, and inferior dislocation. Antiversion is acceptable. Answer 2, maintain abduction and decrease antiversion by 10 degrees is incorrect, as the final position would be 20 degrees of abduction and 10 degrees of antiversion. Again, the component is too adducted. This can lead to impingement, inflection, and inferior dislocation. Antiversion is acceptable. Answer 3, increase abduction by 5 degrees and decrease antiversion by 5 degrees is incorrect, as the final position would be 25 degrees of abduction and 15 degrees of antiversion. Again, the component is too adducted, and this can lead to impingement, inflection, and inferior dislocation, and again, antiversion is acceptable. Finally, answer 5, increase abduction and antiversion by 10 degrees each is incorrect, as the final position would be 30 degrees of abduction and 30 degrees of antiversion. Abduction position would be acceptable, however, the component is too antiverted, and this would lead to anterior dislocation instability. That's all for this review about THA dislocation. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.